Now a disorder with a well-established cure that doesn't always reach those who need it. Corneal blindness is rare in the U.S., and people here who have the disorder generally get their eyesight back with a transplant. In the developing world, where some 10 million people suffer from corneal blindness, it's a different matter. Now a nonprofit in Seattle is trying to bring sight to as many people as it can using lessons learned in the coffee business. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has the story, part of our occasional series on social entrepreneurship.
Tucked away in a downtown Seattle office building is one of the largest eye banks in the world. It's run by an organization called SightLife. It finds organ donors, collects the corneas from the newly deceased, and prepares the tissue for surgery.
So we're in the lab right now, and I'm going to actually grab a cornea right here. We'll take a look at it.
Tim Schottman, the senior vice president for global programs at SightLife, picks up a plastic cup containing a human cornea.
This is tissue that's being evaluated. It was recovered probably in the last 24 hours, and people in our lab right now are making an evaluation to determine whether it's appropriate for transplantation.
Schottman is a relative newcomer to the world of eye banks. Until 2008, he worked at Starbucks, and there he learned a lot about taking an idea, scaling it up, and making it work in lots of countries and cultures. His background would prove invaluable to SightLife. The Seattle-based nonprofit was already sending excess corneal tissue to eye banks abroad, but it wasn't making a dent in the global problem of corneal blindness. SightLife's president, Monty Montoya, wanted to change that. What if, he wondered, his organization could help create 900 eye banks around the world to meet the local demand? Just about everyone thought his idea was crazy. Everyone except Tim Schottman.
Looked at it and said, only 900? That's not that hard.
I was part of the global strategy team at Starbucks, so there were times we were putting plans together to open 5, 6, 7 stores in a day. So to me, 900 over a, 10, 20-year time period seemed very, very modest in terms of its ambition.
Making a reference to a well-known proverb, Montoya says they didn't want to just give the eye banks a fish. They wanted to teach them to fish.
Really switching from a kind of a give them a cornea here to a capacity building strategy that would create organizations that would meet the local, regional, and national demand of countries like India in a way that we could never do.
The eye bank at the L.V. Prasad Eye Institute in Hyderabad is one of SightLife's most successful partnerships. A few years ago, its surgeons were doing about 500 transplants a year. Now it's triple that and will likely grow to about 2,500 next year. The blind used to have to wait, sometimes up to a year, to get a transplant. Now they don't, says lead corneal surgeon Prashant Garg.
I have not asked my patient to wait for corneal tissue, number one. And number two, I have more confidence in the corneas that are coming from eye banks. I am very sure about the quality of those tissues.
The biggest stumbling block in addressing corneal blindness has not been the lack of surgeons or facilities, but rather a lack of tissue. So SightLife is helping to train counselors on how to get more tissue donations. Those efforts are already paying off. The Seattle nonprofit is also helping to identify and train local leaders to run the eye banks. And just as a coffee giant might do with a new store owner, SightLife gives its partners lots of nitty-gritty operational help. Tim Schottman calls it an eye bank in a box.
Standard operating procedures, IT systems, facility layout, equipment specifications, all those details, you're helping that organization put all those things in place.
Along with its eye bank in a box, SightLife gives its partners substantial early stage funding and is showing them how to become financially self-sustaining. What does it get in return? Schottman says the payback is huge.
We talk a lot about our return on investment, but not in terms of financial return, but much more in terms of social return. This is how many people will have their sight restored.
The organization's goal is hundreds of thousands, even millions of people around the world in the next 2 decades or so. Tim Schottman beams with enthusiasm and pride as he talks about the group's aspirations, and he says he's extremely grateful he's been able to apply what he learned in the for-profit world to help solve a global problem. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.